Mike, how did Vince Beagle look yesterday in practice, and what did he do?
Vince Beagle looked good. It's great to have him out there. So, you know, he's going through the process of being, you know, in the team drills for the first time. So, it'll be good to see him today in pads.
What is a realistic timeline for a guy who hasn't done anything since the bowl game, maybe?
Well, I think you have to look at the whole thing. You know, obviously the type of injury, what he's gone through and what he's done to this point. So I think it's important to get on the field and practice and evaluate that and all the way through, not only what he does, you know, from a football perspective, but, you know, how his body reacts, you know, through the first couple weeks. Because I think it's a normal process that all these guys go through when they first get on the field.
Is Morgan going to do more today? I saw him running a little bit yesterday.
He's scheduled to be in a limited mode, so we'll see how that pans out.
Hey, Mike, with everything that's happened with the offensive line so far this year, how valuable has Jari been, you know, with some of those young guys?
Jari's been excellent for us. He's been a good fit from day one. Brings a lot of experience, a lot of professionalism, excellent football player. So, you know, when you look at your offensive line, the cohesiveness of those guys playing together is so important. So with all the moving parts that we've had due to injury, you know, I think, you know, himself and Corey being steadfast in there has given us a lot of, you know, stable production.
How did Balaga and Bakhtiari look in yesterday?
They look good. I mean, everybody looks good.
Big day today for them, I assume.
I'm sorry?
Big day.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's going to take the full week of practice. I mean, you know, it's, you know, Balaga, you know, obviously Brian's in a different spot than David. So they'll both work in different capacities today. So, and then tomorrow will be a big day in how they get practice, if they get through practice on Saturday. So it takes the full week. So I really don't, I mean, that's always our focus, particularly guys coming back from injury.
Mike, can you talk about your return game? And I know you haven't had a lot of opportunities to kick out return, but the punt return just hasn't seemed to gotten going either.
Well, I mean, you got to look at the opportunities. I think we're doing some good things. You know, obviously they got a big-time, excellent punter. So we're still working it, and each week there's different matchups. But, you know, the one thing that we need to do a better job on special teams is just the penalties. You know, whether you agree with them or not. The field position from penalties is our one setback. But, you know, I like some of the things that we're doing in the return game. So if you look at the way both special teams match up for this game, it definitely could be the deciding factor.
Hey, Mike, with all the changes you've had to deal with on the offensive line, they have a better, like, Jari there. Is that a bit of a stabilizing factor for you, do you think?
Is that a joke? Or?
Did you just ask it? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Well, I think he copied your question. I mean, you almost asked it directly to the T of how, yeah. No, that's good. Yeah, I mean, you're not listening to the damn thing I'm saying. I get it. You know, that's kind of the common theme in here. You know, I won't get in trouble for it. But
this is what happens when you have to tweet updates during press conferences. Sorry.
Can we use the answer?
You can use the
answer. Yeah, okay, thanks.
Move on.
What's the
damn thing I just said there?
What's the game planning process been like with Brett? I assume that Aaron's got a rather large voice in that. How about a guy who obviously hasn't started a game?
Well, I mean, the process is very similar, the same. You go through the game plan process as a coaching staff. You know, Aaron's always been here on Tuesdays. There's early conversations because they want to process the things that are going in. You know, because they have to call it, they have to digest it, and you know, it's different for the quarterback. His volume of responsibility is much higher than the other positions. So, you know, that part's all been the same. We have to have a plan to beat the Saints defense, and Brett's going to run that plan. So, conversation is, different because everything's directed to Brett, where, you know, usually it's directed to Aaron. So, but it's very similar to the way it's been.
Like, is it any different? Do wide receivers have to adjust a little bit to maybe a different ball, a different tempo, a different speed?
Great point. I mean, time clock, because I mean, you know, anytime you're talking about a timing passing game, you know, the precision and rhythm of the quarterback and the receivers is obviously a key component of the success of your pass game. So not only the timing of the ball or as far as how it's thrown, but you know, within the footwork, you know, experience and level of the quarterback. So that, you know, that's something that we're, you know, spending extra time on. We stayed out there yesterday with the tight ends, threw some routes to those guys, and you know, we'll have an extended period today with the receivers just to make sure that the, you know, most routes are the same, but there's definitely there's going to be different timing components with Brett and the receivers on other routes, plus the way they play. I mean, you factor that in, you know, who you're playing against and the techniques that the DBs are using each and every week too. So you have that challenge. That's why you practice. But you know, we're going to spend more time on that because of, you know, how we attack, you know, coverage in the passing game.
Part of why you went inside yesterday because of the wind and you just wanted it to be more of a time?
Yes, I really didn't want to deal with the wind. I wanted to make sure the ball was thrown correctly on time based on, you know, the early projections of the weather, you know, for Sunday. You know, it's supposed to be good football weather, 60 degrees, 8 to 10 mile an hour wind. So I wanted to make sure we prepared and as close to that as we could.
What stands out to you about Breeze, who, you know, everybody looks for the 6'3" quarterback, the big arm? He's neither one of those, but obviously he's been had a hell of a career.
Drew's a great player. Anytime you evaluate the quarterback, you know, position, you talk about, you know, clear understanding of the offense, you know, I mean, total command of the offense, the speed in which he plays, the ability to get in and out of the different reads. So, I mean, he really stresses you in the passing game, for, you know, clear how quick he gets the ball out of his hand, he's so decisive. His numbers speak for themselves, and you know, and they do a great job of getting in and out of personnel groups, challenging you conceptually. You know, spend a lot of time, you know, with formations, motions, and variation that create matchups. So, excellent, excellent player.
You look at Drew, Tom Brady, before them Brett. What do you think it is about that position that you're seeing guys be so productive so much later in their career now?
Well, I think it probably leans towards the experience, you know, that it takes to be productive at that position. I mean, it's a challenge. Schematically, you know, the volume's higher in today's game than it probably was 10, 15 years ago. So I still tend to lean towards fundamentals and technique over high volume of scheme. That's a belief here. Because at the end of the day, you have to be in tune with how the position's connected to the perimeter group. So to me, that's of the most importance, because you have to make a decision one way. You got to lean one way or the other. So I think scheme has enhanced some of those guys. But, you know, the quarterbacks are playing longer. You know, I think you have to give these guys a lot of credit for how they're taking great care of themselves. So they're playing later in their career, healthier, I guess you would say. But it's a very demanding position. Experience definitely is important to their success.